Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are. It's another Friday, a Jeannie Domeyer Friday. What are you pointing at me? What?
We need the paper.
Oh, you need the paper?
On.
Oh.
I don't know what's on.
Yeah. Like, why are you pointing? Jeannie's here. See, I really think you would be an excellent, you would be like a great co-host every morning.
I'm not sure we'd get anything accomplished.
That's the beauty of it, though. That would be the best part. We'd do nothing for 4 hours, and we'd get paid for it. That's the best part.
I'm curious to know if everybody finds us as entertaining Who cares? As what we find ourselves.
We don't answer the phone, we'd never know. So we are continuing to count down to the Delaware County Fair. Now, last week we talked about tractor pulls. We talked about kickball. We talked about street ball. We're talking all ways to get involved that aren't necessarily, you know, showing an animal or bringing a project to the fair.
Right. We're talking about ways that you can not only see and smell and hear the fair, but you can touch it too.
Because see and smell it.
Because that's what we aim to do, is get everybody involved and give them a chance to be a participant.
As a marketing guy, that needs to be the tagline for 2023. Come see, smell, and taste the fair.
Well, maybe.
Done. I just saved you a whole meeting right there.
I love it.
So the first thing on the list, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. So this year we're going to do a rock, paper, scissors tournament in the beer garden on Wednesday night.
Oh, perfect.
It's just that simple. As simple as it. Bring your hand.
That's it. Thanks for coming, everybody. Bring your hand. That's all you need.
You know, that's really all you need. And so I know it sounds silly, but just something to.
But everybody knows
with.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Everybody knows rock, paper, scissors.
And it's none of the made-up stuff. It's not, you know, rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. It's rock, paper, scissors.
You know, I remember that episode, and I was trying to think exactly how that went. I don't think I could do lizard, Spock. I don't think I'm that quick to remember the hierarchy.
No, it's now, are you going to have, like, people with referee shirts on judging this? Because I feel you should.
Oh, I don't have a referee shirt, but maybe you do.
I'll get you. I do. Okay. I got you. You can borrow it.
All right. We'll get some stripes on.
We'll get some stripes.
Get a zebra
we'll
for get, the night.
We'll call, you know, call the girls in high school and the boys athletic unions. We can get some people over.
It would be kind of funny to get a really animated ear out sort of thing going on. Yeah,
that would be fun. And this is just one thing to add from last week's list to this week's list of things that aren't necessarily ag-related, but just come in and do and
just
be a part of them.
Fun. Just absolutely fun. And, you know, you talked about the salsa contest. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like everybody in the Midwest makes salsa.
Yeah.
You know, because tomatoes are just so plentiful. You put one little plant in and mm-hmm. you got 10,000 tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So what to do with them but make salsa?
Yeah.
And my kids are convinced that I make the world's best salsa.
Ooh.
I don't know if they realize, but those little Mrs. Wages packets that you buy at the grocery store.
Mom, what's with all these Tostitos cans in the garbage? What's that about?
So I don't know if they realize that yet, but that's about all I got. But there are people that make some really good salsa out there. And
don't be so hard on yourself.
So I encourage all of you to bring them in, you know, and all you have to do is bring a jar in. And on Wednesday night, here's the beauty of it, though. Wednesday night. At 6:30 over by the clubhouse, mm-hmm. we pull out these jars of salsa, and we have an official judge.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's his palate against whoever's. But yeah. So there might be some disagreement sometimes with what you think is the best. But he's going to judge them, and he's going to decide who he thinks the winner is. But here's the beauty. If you come over, if I go over, if anybody goes over, we also do a taste test. So
you
get to decide who you think is the best salsa.
BYOBOC.
Yeah.
Bring your own bag of chips.
Yes. Yes. Actually, we'll have the chips.
Oh, then don't even have to do that.
That's how cool this little thing is. But I mean, seriously, just a free chance to sample and mm-hmm. check out everybody's salsa recipes.
Let's stay with food and drink. Then we'll go back to more bodily harm. Beer and wine.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite words.
Beer and wine. So we have a beer and wine and actually a spirits contest this year.
Oh.
And so we're opening up. We've done the craft beer contest for a lot of years already. And we have some great guys in the community that make just really good craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And all over the gamut of, I don't know the beer world all that well, but Pilsners and IPAs and all that stuff. So also, just like the salsa contest, if you come on over there Wednesday night at 6:30, you can sample the beers and wines that people bring in.
Beer and wine, spirits, salsa, and chips.
Yeah, I lied a little bit. Salsa and chips is actually on Thursday night.
That's
so,
all right. I'll bring my sleeping bag. I'll just sleep in the same spot, so I'll be there. I'll be the first
be
one in line.
But beer and wine on Wednesday, salsa on Thursday. The beautiful thing is this year we're going to do spirits too. So if you make homemade apple pie.
Mm-hmm. And not the actual in a tin, but in a glass bottle.
Right. I showed up with my grandmother's recipe.
No, different apple pie.
With different
apple pie. Oh, dear. You can leave it, but it's not getting judged.
There's some other things that people make. You know, I've seen people make like some cinnamon schnapps sort of things. Okay. So if you've got...
I need to start hanging out with you more. Right? Your friends sound cool.
If you've got one of these recipes in your home or homemade wine or any of those things and you do that... We'd love to have you bring them up. And again, we'll have a couple judges there that will kind of determine what they think is going on. But we allow the whole community to come in and taste test as well.
That's
little
awesome.
Sips and see what they think is the best. And so it's just kind of fun. You know, it's one of those contests that is we just don't do a good enough job spreading the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get a lot of participation. But then I feel like with as many people as standing on the fairgrounds, we should have more people at the tasting.
Yep.
So the clubhouse, for people who aren't familiar, is the building that's hooked on to the end of the 4-H food stand.
Okay.
And sometimes I think it gets kind of a little bit masked behind the 4-H food stand because mm-hmm. the eating area and the tent is really big. And so it's kind of tucked in behind there. But there is a whole world of cool things that happen in that little room behind mm-hmm. the 4-H food stand, because that's also where the creative arts projects are stored, and the plants.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who are not in 4-H or FFA and want to exhibit these types of things, that's where they're judged and stored. And I feel like we don't get a lot of traffic back there because it's in this little tucked in corner of the world. So
we're trying to right that wrong right now.
Wednesday and Thursday nights, for sure. Toodle on back there and try some beer and wine or some salsa.
Two more things I want to get to. I'll save that one for last.
Okay.
But I want to talk about cutest baby contest.
Okay. Well, I got my judges all lined up.
Okay.
And they're excited. And we think we're going to find Delaware County's cutest baby.
Cool.
It's really simple.
That will go well. There won't be fighting at all over that.
If you have a child anywhere between newborn and on up to 5 years old, boy, girl, doesn't matter. Bring them on in. We break them down into age categories. And then the judges they look at them. They talk to them a little bit, get them to laugh. And a lot of it is about how much of a reaction they can get mm-hmm. from the kids when they're talking with them and stuff. And so lots and lots of cute babies out there. So
cute
bring
babies.
Them in.
Everybody loves cute babies.
Yep. Everybody loves cute babies. And so they'll do that in the pavilion on Saturday morning. That's the cutest baby contest has been a tradition at the Delaware County Fair since long before me. And
you actually were cutest baby. Don't pretend you weren't. Don't be so modest.
I mean, I was, but I don't think we officially honored me at the fair.
I demand a recount. All these years later, you can still demand a recount.
I think so. Maybe we'll have cutest radio personality.
Yeah,
or something.
I'd still lose. I would still lose. Ironically, to John Swisher.
I think Mr. Swisher, I think, is what you said we're to call him.
Yeah, I call him a lot of things.
Yeah.
You should hear what I call him when I'm not on the air. So, final thing. We'll wrap up cutest baby, and then I save this one for last, because that's going to be fun.
So, in the beer garden, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
A wrist wrestling contest. So they call it wrist wrestling. Most people would call it arm wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's to me, in my mind, it's the same thing. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there's some nuance there. But wrist wrestling contest. So if you think you have the strongest arm in Delaware County,
arm in all the West.
You can come down into the beer garden Saturday night, and they have men's leagues or divisions, women's divisions, right arm, left arm.
Coming to ESPN soon.
Exactly. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it's again, just one of those things that,
It's goofy fun.
It's goofy fun. Yeah. Who cares if you win? Who cares if you lose?
Yeah.
You know, have a drink and watch everybody else, you know? And so we just invite you to either, even if it's not something you want to participate in any of these things, just come and watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to just be hometown fun.
And that's the beauty of everything you guys and gals are doing up there at the Delaware County Fair. We're counting down the days. It's going to be here in a few weeks from now.
We are not too far out.
No.
I try not to remind myself.
That's why I didn't ask you the specific number.
Thank you for that.
Because I don't like math.
Tends to create anxiety.
And I don't want to do that. Delaware CO Fair is the website. Jeannie, always good to see
you. Thank you for
She's going to be with us next week right here on this very Friday on this very program on Mix 94.7 KMCH.